Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Clear snow. That's the headline at Drudge. Also at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Radiation levels soar after third nuke explosion. AP. Tokyo wind. Radiation plume could reach capital by nightfall. Europe's energy commissioner calls it an apocalypse. Spike nuke fuel pool may be boiling. Panic may dump water on pool by helicopter. Panic residents start to flee. AP, BBC, Kyoto, Reuters, all reporting. I mean, this is turning into a disaster on top of a disaster with the third most powerful earthquake recorded since the Richter scale, a 9.1 now upgraded as of Sunday. Dr. Bob Bowman is our guest. We'll continue to take calls so you can ask him or myself questions. Again, we're only talking about the Japanese situation. But Dr. Bowman, I've been asking the questions. What are other points as a degreed nuclear physicist, former head of the Star Wars program, that you think people should know about this situation, A? And B, my question, what do we expect if the plutonium and uranium does start to get out because of further fires and explosions and does go into Tokyo? The reports estimated that over a million people have died in the aggregate in the last 25 years just from what happened at Chernobyl.
Yeah, and you'll have a similar situation, perhaps not quite as bad because Chernobyl's fallout cloud went mainly over populated areas. By the way, I was in the Soviet Union at that time and I was scheduled to go to Kiev and we didn't. We went to Leningrad instead. And we were all in our group that were there making jokes, you know, what's Chicken Kiev? And the answer is, I don't know, but it glows in the dark, you know.
Oh, man.
That was sort of a scary situation. I think the point we need to take from this, in addition to really having empathy for the people of Japan, is to have some lessons learned for us here in the United States. We have these 40-year-old reactor designs all over this country. We've got them on earthquake fault lines like San Onofre and Diablo Canyon.
It almost seems like a prerequisite that they only build them on fault lines.
Well, it often seems that way. Of course, fault lines tend to be along the coast, and when you're on the coast, you have sort of an unlimited supply of cooling water from the ocean. And now that water is supposed to go through a heat exchanger and cool the steam after it has driven the turbines, turn it back into water, which is then pumped back into the containment facility, becomes steam again and goes to drive the turbines. So the seawater is never supposed to get into the containment facility, but it is essential to the whole process to have a good supply of essentially free water available. The whole cycle really can't work without it, and that's why you find these things being built along the coast. Now, the seawater in the case of Japan is being pumped directly into the containment facility to try to cool those.
That's been called a desperation move by the U.S. government. Is that a desperation move?
Well, of course, because what it does is kill the reactor. The reactor can never again be used to generate power. The fuel rods are ruined, everything in the reactor.
Stay there, Dr. Bowman. Let's finish up with that. Take phone calls on the other side. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8 minutes into hour number three today. We will undoubtedly go into overdrive to take more of your calls into the fourth hour. Dr. Bob Bowman, 3 degrees in nuclear physics and aeronautics, former head of the Star Wars program, is our guest for another 15 minutes or so. We're about to go back to your calls. But Dr. Bowman, here's the $64 million question. We know there's been a cover-up. That's now admitted. Giant explosions, four of them at least now, fires, containment two is breached, but they won't say how breached. Containment four may be breached. What happens once it's breached? I mean, if that stuff's melting inside, then it would start, what, off-gassing? Or do we know what's any ideas of what's happening inside those breached containment facilities? Because that is the Chernobyl event, correct, if that is indeed what's happening. They're saying it's happened at least one of the six reactors. And if they've pulled out all the people, even though the prime minister's ordering them back in, then it just what would generally be the chain reaction now?
Well, what happens is that the molten fuel rods eventually burn or have explosions, outgas, one way or another, it becomes gaseous and goes out through the containment building and into the atmosphere, and that's when you get the enormous spread of radiation. And again, we in this country have all of these old nuclear reactors, many on fault lines and on the ocean, as we've talked about. And I have called for some time for, first, no new nuclear reactors, because even with a relatively safe nuclear reactor, we still don't know how to get rid of the high-level radioactive waste safely. But I also call for a gradual upgrade of the existing plants. We can't shut all the nuclear power plants down now because we depend on that electricity. You've got the grid that goes out from them. We're dependent on them, but you can shut down a reactor and replace it with a modern new reactor, which is fail-safe. And then after you've got it going, you shut down another reactor.
As a nuclear physicist, what new design do you think is the safest, the light pebble?
Well, I think we ought to take a look at France and their experience, because they have implemented new designs. They have experience with them, and we can make a study and see with our conditions, just what the best design would be. But the important part of any of the fail-safe designs is that without electricity and losing all control, the thing shuts itself down, cools itself down, and becomes dormant. And if it can't do that without electricity and pumping water in and so forth, then it's not a fail-safe design. And that's what we have to look for, particularly in these places like Diablo Canyon and San Onofre that are especially vulnerable.
When you're in studio next month, when you visit Austin, we will break that down more. But before we go to these calls, because I want to get to them, Dr. Bowman, the limited time we have, statistically, studying history, this Mark I design, some of the other old designs, 39, 40-year-old designs that are in place at the Fukushima disaster site, generally, now that we know that one guaranteed, two maybe, have been breached in the containment, what generally is going to happen and how much of that plutonium or uranium is going to make its way down to Tokyo?
Oh, I'd say a tiny fraction of 1% would make its way to Tokyo. Most of it will go west. But, 1% of a big number is still a lot, and it can still do a lot of damage. I am starting the end of April, day after Easter, as a matter of fact, on a trip from Florida to California and back, and then later in the summer covering the eastern half of the country. And people can go to my website, they can see my phone number, they can email me from wherever you are and ask, are you coming here and can we organize a speaking event? I'm hoping somebody picks up the ball in Austin and San Antonio and organizes speaking events for me there.
Now, sir, absolutely. So folks can contact you there since you're traveling the country, and that's important. But what I want to nail down here is explain to me directions, because the jet stream goes from west to east around the world. So it goes over Japan and then to the western United States and back around the globe. And so some news reports say that, you know, when it's going to the east, it's going to the U.S. We know that's the direction of some of it. But then you just called it to the west, and I understand technically it's the western side of the U.S., but it is east from Japan because it's on the other side of the world. I mean, what technically do we call that jet stream going over Japan towards the U.S. West Coast?
Well, there's only one jet stream, and it's like a serpent and goes all the way around the world. But, you know, sometimes it goes from Japan up the Aleutians and Alaska and down to Canada and then dips down sometimes all the way to Mexico and then up the East Coast.
But the point is the reactor. But the reactor, most of us going out to see what would be called the east of Japan, but some of the media, as you said, calls it to the west of Japan. But technically, it's east of Japan going towards the United States.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. If I said west, you know, I'm thinking, you know, Tokyo is west and
No. The media keeps saying to the west as well, because I guess technically we think of Japan to the east. But, and I've seen it in AccuWeather, AP Reuters saying the same thing, so I was thinking I was making a mistake.
The shortest way to Japan from here is west.
Yes.
And so, yeah, the radiation is coming toward us. It'll hit us first, and then it'll go on, and it'll hit Europe and the rest of Asia. The radiation from Chernobyl went all the way around and got to the United States. The levels were very low by the time it got here, but it did get here.
Dr. Bowman, my last question before we take a few calls is generally they're reporting that these things melt down over a while and just kind of off gas, that the explosions, you know, generally with the rods themselves aren't that common, but how do you statistically see this playing out now? I mean, how long will this event be going on? Weeks? Months?
Well, it could be over in a week or two. It could play out for a very long time. You know, there are radiation occasionally still coming out of Chernobyl. So who knows? But when I was talking about, I never gave out the website, and I do want people to be able to go there and get my email address and whatnot. But thepatriots.us, if you would give that out once or twice when you get a chance, I'd appreciate it. We haven't done that for the whole hour.
Absolutely. Give it out right now.
Thepatriots.us. And when you get to that website, you can get my email address, you know, just bob@thepatriots.us.
Absolutely. You're launching a new speaking tour, and you're a powerful speaker. You spoke at our big 9/11 event that C-SPAN carried, and certainly folks can line that up there and watch a lot of great videos and presentations on a host of important issues that you cover, Dr. Bowman. Let's jam in a few calls, because I'm going to skip this break, this network break, so we can get a few of these in. Josh in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Dr. Bob Bowman and Alex Jones, worldwide.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Good.
So I wanted to bring up, I want to make two points. One is another supplement that can be used, too, is also liquid chlorophyll. That's also, you know, extremely important for helping cleanse the blood, as well as everything else that, I forget, the Benjamin Fuchs said as well. So that's one. The other thing I want to ask you is, and this can be for both of you, what do you think, you know, we talk a lot about how, you know, problem, reaction, solution, and don't let a good crisis go to waste. What can the U.S. at this point utilize this crisis for to help kind of exploit for their own benefit?
Well, they're going to use it to shut down coal plants and nuclear power plants and further strangle our energy system. They're using it as a distraction from the bedlam in the Middle East. Dr. Bowman, what's your view on the Middle East situation? I mean, they admit MI6, British intelligence, is all over this. What's the end game there from your view?
Well, I'm afraid the New World Order is attempting to use this to subvert these revolutions and get control and put yet another puppet strongman in each of those places so that they can continue to exploit the resources. I hope that doesn't happen. My speaking tour is talking basically about the end of empire. What we need is a totally new foreign and military policy, which abandons this thing of puppet dictators all around the world and has a foreign policy of non-intervention, of no corporate wars of aggression like we're fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. If we do a no-fly zone in Libya, well, I dearly hope that that's all we do and that we don't subvert the whole thing and
oh, there's already special forces.
CIA-controlled revolution.
Yeah, they're already on the ground. They've been, SAS has been caught.
I'm calling for us to end the wars, bring all our troops home, give away all our foreign bases, 700 bases around the world.
Well, that would fix the deficit. We don't have much time. Let's move to more callers, Dr. Bowman. Stay there. Tim in Germany, questions for Dr. Bob Bowman or myself or comments?
Question for you or suggestion. I would suggest the InfoWarriors you are helping and instructing and informing should get onto forums or chats in Japan and, for example, link the article he had yesterday on the CIA helping in the cover-up, because I think there is a big evidence of a cover-up in with the media. My example for that is whenever the Reactor 3 exploded, the one that you... so worried about the size of the explosion on NHK World, a Japanese TV station. They constantly, while this was happening, presumably, or shortly before, they showed this false tsunami warning that was going on. And this lady was just repeating, and they were shown an empty beach for 20 minutes or so. There's a tsunami warning reported. We've seen a wave on the sea, which sounds really odd because not like 3 meters and normally tsunami waves supposed
to... Yeah, there's no doubt that they've been trying to play this thing down the whole time to not create panic. The problem is then they lose all credibility later when they're proven to be liars and they don't really know what's going on because they've all basically evacuated from the Fukushima facility. I mean, how scary is that? And at the same time, though, it's better just to tell the truth so folks have confidence in what they're being told, so you don't lose total confidence in an emergency, and so people have time to actually get prepared and move into safe areas. Now that it's getting late and the radioactive cloud, they're reporting, will be hitting very soon in Tokyo, that's Associated Press, now they don't have time to get ready, so it will cause more panic. Very interesting points, Tim. Comments on what Tim was saying from Deutschland, Dr. Bob Bowman.
No, I just agree, but, you know, asking governments, any governments, to tell the truth, boy, that's a toughie. We haven't had a government like that in a long time.
Yeah, Kennedy told the truth quite a bit, and they blew his head off.
That's right. That's right.
Only got a few minutes left with Dr. Bob Bowman. Tim, anything else from Germany?
Yeah, what I wonder about, what they don't get managed, what really frustrating is me, they now thinking about dumping water from helicopters, which was a step that was needed 3-4 days ago, where they still could have, let's say, blown holes into the roofs and dumped it. And I wonder why, and I think it's a huge negligence they're showing there. They could have moved firefighting ships like they use in harbor fires or so, in industrial complexes.
Well, I think previously they still had people there, so they were pumping it in with generator pumps with water, see? So, but I appreciate your call. Interesting points. What could they have done better from, you know, hindsight's 2020, Dr. Bowman, but from your watching this as an expert in these issues, what could they have done better?
Well, I agree that using helicopter dumps earlier might have helped. As soon as the roof was blown off the building, why not? I don't know. It's asking a lot of the helicopter crews.
Sir, aren't there different metals and other things that can be dumped in that neutralize uranium to a certain extent, not just water?
Well, the water is just to cool them down so they don't melt. The neutralization, there are some things that they can dump in there that will help, but the water is the most important thing right now.
All right, I only got a couple minutes left with you. Let's talk to Kelly in Louisiana. Kelly in Louisiana, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. I'm Kelly, and I'm calling from New Orleans. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm sorry to go off topic, but there's another disaster that's going on here in the Gulf. Spring break is approaching, and all the college kids are coming down to the beaches, and the waters are contaminated. They're still contaminated from the oil and the Corexit that has been sprayed on us. Residents have internal bleeding, seizures, and unexplained bacterial infections.
Yeah, and Kelly, that's just like what we saw with the air is safe to breathe on Ground Zero. This is what governments and corporations do because they don't want to spend the money to try to mitigate things. They just tell you out of sight, out of mind, and then your kid gets cancer. I appreciate your call, but we're not really in that issue right now. We're covering what's but it does tie together. Dr. Bowman, I'm reading that children, I guess because they have fast-growing cells, are the most affected, and embryos and gestating babies. Why is that? Because they're fast-growing cells?
Sure. Yeah, they're much more sensitive to anything which could disrupt the process of cell reproduction, and especially cancer.
Now, the numbers I've seen in Chernobyl are around 1 million have died from complications in 25 years. And you're saying this is approaching Chernobyl just from the outside?
Yes, I think so. It may never cause as many deaths as Chernobyl because of the fact that a lot of the radiation will dissipate over the Pacific Ocean. But on the other hand, it is possible that the end result is a release of considerably more radiation than came out of Chernobyl. So it's not going to be nice.
And we can expect government cover-up like we saw the Russians do in the 1980s.
Absolutely.
So we've got to have watchdogs, universities, private groups testing the water, everything. And the jet stream set in the next 3 days. If anything's going to start getting here, the first stuff will start arriving from Friday and Saturday's debacle. And now the bigger blow-ups, that'll be arriving in 6 days. But as Bowman said, a lot of these particles are so heavy that hopefully they didn't get up into the jet stream, and not much of it will get here. But he said there will be an overall aggregate cancer increase effect, even on the low-level exposure. But if this continues to melt down, it could get a lot worse. Dr. Bowman, we will stay in continual contact, probably have you pop back in the next few days. Again, give us your website one more time.
ThePatriots.us. Patriots is plural, and don't forget the T-H-E, because if you leave that off, you get the football team.
Absolutely. We will be talking to you very, very soon, and hope to have you in studio when you come in April. So folks need to get hooked up with that in Austin to get you to town. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Dr. Bob Bowman. We have another radiation issue that was in USA Today last Friday, and that was 10 times the radiation that the TSA had previously claimed is being released from the detectors. For a year, they refused to give Congress their test. Now they've released them, TSA to reset airport body scanners for radiation, and they report they're 10 times they previously claimed. And that's probably a whitewash as well. Just another example of how they say DU's good. They don't have any radiology tests at the scanners. They've got high-powered highway scanners going out on the streets, and they have the TSA workers standing under those. I mean, they're murdering these people. And I'm not going in your cooker. And don't look at me like I'm a crazy man when I go through the airport. You go in the body scanner, and I say, no, you don't follow OSHA. Plus, it violates my Fourth Amendment. If you're stupid enough to be – and this just happened, by the way. When I was traveling, I went over to them and talked to them about it. I said, don't you understand what's happening? And, well, they would not even talk to me. And they looked completely freaked out. Look, you can't just wave a magic wand and say radiation ain't going to do anything. You know, oh, get tough, military. Use DU. Gut up. You know, breathe it in. You're men. So we're going to be breaking that down, continuing with your phone calls. I said I'd get to this hour, but I'll have to cover it tomorrow. Obama has announced a raft of new anti-gun garbage, and he's launching it against the American people, and they're going to blame the violence in Mexico on our guns. And it turns out, red-handed, for 2 years, they've been shipping guns into Mexico, the ATF has, to then track them back and claim we're causing it. That's CBS News, that's the Examiner, and it is an Obama government false flag against the Second Amendment. And a lot of folks are calling for the impeachment of Obama, the Attorney General, and Janet Napolitano. These are hardcore criminals. They set this up to blame our Second Amendment. They are terrorists.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate bartered item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Overdrive for your phone calls. Gord, Gerald, Paul, Will, Donna. We've got a guest in studio who was already scheduled before this whole crisis began, but it ties into radiation. TSA to resist airport body scanners for radiation. And in the report, for a year, they wouldn't give Homeland Security wouldn't give Congress, under orders, that's the government, the elected government, wouldn't give them the information on their internal tests. They're supposed to do monthly radiology tests. Turns out they weren't doing it. Then when they did, they found 10 times the safe levels. Why do the companies care? If you look at the photos from these things, you can see the bones in the fingers. That's radiation. That's shooting through. And they've had top scientists in the New York Times saying it's 20 to 50 times, depending on the system, the radiation. That's being borne out here. And Owen J.J. Stone made national news when we put a little video together from his radio show, or that he was guesting on Leo Laporte's a technology show. It's very popular, heard by millions, and dealing with the hands down the pants. Now, this had happened to my employees. This had happened to people all over the news back last fall and winter, and the media was still denying it until it happened to more and more reporters and more people, and it was Owen J.J. Stone, known as the O-Doctor, it was his report that finally broke it out into the mainstream media, and he's here for South by Southwest in Austin. And, of course, Owen J.J. Stone, also known as O-Doctor, hosts his own show, odoctor.com, and frequently makes appearances on This Week in Tech with Cranky Geeks, Scam School, NSFW, and Beer Diplomacy. He's also the founder of Inquiring Minds Media, and he's Twitter is at O-Doctor. D-O-C-T-A-H, and we'll follow him at twitter.com/realalexjones. We'll get that done right now. In fact, next hour, I will take your questions or your statements, one-line statements, on the situation, and do you, now they admit at least Reactor 2 has been the containment facility blew away, and the internal seals have been broken. The Mark 1 also blew up yesterday. And they're saying it could be exposed. That's a plutonium uranium reactor, very dangerous, 40 years old, 40-year design, 39-year-old facility, six plants there. Four of them have had fires or explosions. This is getting worse by the minute. People are starting to flee Tokyo with the radiation cloud making its way down there. Here's AP, radiation level soars after Japan nuke plant fire. But then it's just radiation, radiation, radiation. The TSA now is rolling out at checkpoints, at train stations, bus stations. They have high-powered radiation systems on the news with the National Guard or TSA. 2,000 arrests, Fox News reported, in 1 year in upstate New York, searching citizens with newscasts of them driving under high-powered X-ray scanners that shoot through the metal of the car. I mean, that makes a chest X-ray look like a joke. So it's not just a Fourth Amendment violator. It just shows how government's gone crazy. And, oh, doctor, what re-describe, first off, what's your take on the whole disaster in Japan and the cover-up that's now been exposed and where this is going? And then we'll go back into your story at the hands of the TSA and what's unfolded since then.
So two things. First of all, thank you for having me on the show. Secondly, the biggest thing is Japan is the third richest nation in the world, and all this money we're about to throw at them, and banks are going to, you know, steal the money, hide the money, not send the money. Could I get some of that off the deficit that we owe them, the $565 billion we own? I mean, we're about to throw a lot of money at this problem, and a lot of that money is going to disappear. I would like someone to be keeping an eye on it so that we're not just throwing money away or throwing money at the problem. Secondly, hopefully this makes the government do something about nuclear plants that are clean and healthy and safe. There's nothing safe with an earthquake. So all the things I've heard for my whole lifetime of solar power, we're going to do all these things that we're going to do. Now it's time to start harnessing the sun, maybe, Mr. Obama. I mean, you keep telling me these are jobs of the future. If a solar farm gets rocked by an earthquake, I don't have to worry about this radiation. I don't have to worry about the millions and millions of people that are going to die in the middle of the country or wherever these nuclear plants are. So there's a lot to be going on with this situation that people need to take a look at. We can sustain with green energy, but we talk about it. We don't do it. So sad but true, something like this has to happen to make people realize that it's a dangerous world we live in, and we can't just keep eating what people are feeding us because you'll end up sick.
Well, I'm all for real green energy. The problem is everything the government rolls out are sweetheart deals with big corporations for mega farms that then don't transmit it long distance as well. The answer is tax incentives to have everybody go solar themselves. That's what I'm doing without the government. We need those incentives to be total, you know, no tax on that. And I'll guarantee you there'll be solar panels in every house and go decentralized. But the big boys don't like that.
Case in point, my friend just got solar panels put on his home, paid for it himself. They won't come out to inspect it to connect it. He's not allowed to plug it in and start using it. 6 months he's been waiting for an inspector to come out after he's paid and bought, had him installed. Why? Because they don't want him sick.
But you get it immediately if you put them in and tie it into the grid.
Exactly. Exactly. They don't want you owning your own power. They don't want you saving your own money after you spent your hard-earned money on solar power. So it's all a scam in a system that, what you just said, The big boys want to keep the money to themselves. So, again, a problem like this, a crisis like this, it puts a huge spotlight on the games that are played with green energy and everyone having green energy.
Let's go back to that split shot. That looks good, guys. Wow. A great crew in there. Well, it's so good to have you here because I am a fan of the shows you do. I am a fan of This Week in Tech and everything you're doing. But this whole TSA thing does get down to radiation again. And before 1991, they wouldn't let the troops use DU because in all their studies they knew it would not only kill the enemy but kill them. It has a 4.5 billion-year half-life and is very radioactive and poisonous. Now they just use it. Now they've got the scanners going on the streets much more powerful. Australia is going to put full-body chest x-rays in now. Since when did government and corporations wave a magic wand and suspend the laws of physics and radiology and break down what happened to you with the TSA?
Well, we didn't have the body scanner situation where I was at because they didn't have those there.
They just the hands down the pants.
They wanted to do the hands down the pants, and they wanted to take me in a private room to do it. They highly encouraged the private room. I refused the private room.
Probably because they wanted to rob your bags because they've been caught.
Or whatever they wanted to do. I just know that criminals do things in the dark. You know, they don't do things in the middle of the day.
Yeah, I don't want to be behind closed doors with these goons.
Exactly, because anything can happen, and you hear stories, and everything's always...
A lot of people get killed, like that woman in Phoenix. They beat her to death and said she choked herself on her own handcuffs that were behind her back.
Yeah, well, I don't want anything like that happening to me. Regardless of what people say, oh, skeptical, you can't believe it. All I know is that there's no reason for them to take me in a private room if there's nothing wrong with what they're going to do. If your check is so thorough, so legal, so righteous, then stand out here and do it in front of everyone else. There's no reason to take me in a private room. I don't have guns. I don't have drugs. I don't have any kind of weaponry on me. I don't even travel with liquids. So there's no reason to I need to go through my bag in private. No.
So tell us where this airport was and what they did.
This is the Oakland airport. And basically, I wore the same clothes a week before flying through San Francisco. No check. I just walked through, didn't beep. Have a nice day, Mr. Stone. The next week, they implemented their new rules with the same exact outfit, and they had to put their hands in my pants, and they do touch your junk, as it were, as funny as it sounds for people to say, but they do pass.
Now, they do that to Ventura.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why he's suing them.
Yeah, I mean, people say, oh, they don't do that. I'm like, they do that. It's uncomfortable.
No, their manual says actually put pressure. They check it. They see what it is. Oh, let me.
I didn't get grabbed, but they were pushing on my stuff in the front and the back.
I can't handle it.
Yeah. So
that's what Ventura said, that he really couldn't stand, well, in his word, and children listening, but it is a medical term. He said they went and pressed into his, quote, anus. I mean, literally, they stick their hand between. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's worse. I mean, I would go crazy.
Yeah. It really makes you freak out. And the guy was very apologetic. And I'm like, if this is your job and you were okay with this job, how can you just keep saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, why are you doing this? One, because maybe he doesn't...
You couldn't pay me $1 million to stick my hand in people's crack and grab their genitals. I mean, give me a break.
And they're getting paid nothing to do it, which is the odd part. I mean, especially with the people that are checking children. My child has not flown. She's 3. She won't fly until she's 4 or 5.
Well, you know, this all started when Michelle here in the office with her 8-year-old and her year-and-a-half-old, they were having men grabbing them.
Who wants to touch children? Who wants to touch
a man touching little girls?
Who wants to touch a child? It's embarrassing. It's disgusting. And that alone is the thing that freaks me out the most. If they wanted to search my child, I'd walk back out the airport. If my child goes through that.
But now they're saying if you try to leave, they then arrest you. It's like I'm going to molest, you know, and we're going to do this, and you're going to put up with it.
I'm either going to be arrested or killed because nobody's touching my child. So
they say, we're going to do this to you.
Yeah. And it's the thing, a kid doesn't have that moral compass.
Well, it's now causing problems because kids are saying, I thought it's wrong, Mommy. I thought it's wrong, Daddy.
Exactly. You tell your kids, don't let strangers touch you or take you anywhere strange. Don't go with strangers. And as they said, I want to take your child into a room.
And now we see the images of, like, 4-year-old kids having their shirts taken off.
That was disgusting. Again, it wouldn't happen to me. I don't know what kind of parents they are, but I saw the videotape where they made the little boy pull his shirt up. Okay.
This is prisoner training. This is to break our will. What do you think of the public announcements that TSA is going to be all over the streets? So you pull up to a checkpoint, and they're out there, and they're going to make you drive under radiators.
I'm just waiting for Egypt and America. I'm waiting for people to start rioting and burning things down. People think it's a joke, but that's going to happen. At some point, you can only push people so far. I mean, the gas price is going back up again for absolutely no reason. And, I mean, people sit there, and they take it, but people can't afford it right now. I mean, maybe 4 years ago, the economic situation wasn't as bad. So $5, oh, you cry about it. You stay home. Right now, with people being unemployed and gas prices going through the roof and you can't get anywhere to feed your kids or take care of your kids, somebody's going to set something on fire.
Well, that's what Gerald Celente says. When people lose everything, they lose it. And when they lose their jobs, the blood starts flowing.
Yep. I mean, at some point, I don't understand how you think that you could put so much pressure on someone who has nothing and not have it blow back at you. And we saw that in Egypt. I mean, the man running Egypt is one of the richest men in the world. Literally, the guy could finance his own country, but yet the United States sends $2 billion there a year.
Yeah, now they're saying Mubarak had estimated $8 billion, $12
billion. I mean, and we're sending that country aid every year? For what? I mean, this man could fund his own country, but as yet he robs and steals from it, and it leaves everyone in
the average citizen is paid $2 or less a day, 52%, and this guy's got billions and billions of dollars.
And then he wonders why somebody's out front of his gate with a pitchfork. I mean, it's insane. So, you know, the Milwaukee situation with the jobs and everything, like, that's just a small rumbling of what's going to happen when you start pushing people too much.
Yeah, and folks can demonize unions all day. I'm not saying they're perfect, but the larger issue is the big banks have stolen $28 trillion in the last 2 years. We give them our tax money. We got to pay it back in taxes and interest. And then they make the scapegoat some unions and say, oh, this is all happening because of them. You could get rid of all that and wouldn't pay any of this fake debt down.
Not to get on that rope, but unions are evil, apparently. But the fact that banks can go ask for money for free, taxpayers' money, not give us any interest back on it. You know, we're getting a 1.2% you get at the bank. But then they go get their bonuses and their checks and their raises. But then a teacher, the educators of our youth, can't get a raise of $5,000 a year because, oh, that's just outrageous. We can't pay that much. Well, the banks stole their money, their pension funds, and gambled them away. And then our government, your own tax dollars, has to bail back out your educators, and people don't care about it. I mean, it's insane. And the president of the United States to say, I want to put a cap on it softly. Just do it. You're the man, right? Just cut these banks off. Stop letting them spend the
money. Well, they put him in power. They control the Republicans, too. It's totally financed. And if people think you're going to get any change from these folks, you're going to get more of the same.
Yeah, you're not. And
well, here's the deal. The dollar's already been devalued. Look at inflation in oil, gold, silver, food. Food prices are up over 30% in the last 12 months. And people, whether they're free market, teachers, whatever it is, they need that money. People are running out of money. And what do they think's going to happen? And then meanwhile, the bankers are all making record profits and telling us about how welfare's bad. And I'm against it because it makes people dependent. But the point is, they're the biggest recipients of corporate welfare.
The smallest things create the biggest motions. So the Wall Street raises gas barrel prices. Then they say, oh, it costs more money to ship your food to your locations. Your food goes up. Then your boss says, oh, well, I've got to cut back because I'm spending more money. All these things affect each other, and no one says anything. And that's why I'm waiting for something to erupt to make a change.
Well, you notice, though, government in the last decade has gotten ready for martial law, trained the police, the tasers, admittedly getting ready for this. They knew they were engineering this.
Yeah.
And they want to have a big blow up in the country as a pretext to bring in even more control. I just want to take our government back, and then we wouldn't have to, you know, go that route.
Well, I don't know how it's going to happen without people being upset first. I mean, even the welfare situation, as you talked about, if the government just did something simple like, oh, you're on welfare, we do a drug test every other month to make sure you're not on any dependency. You know how many people you'd knock off of welfare and be forcing them to go get a job because they're sitting at home getting high? And it's not that people on welfare are getting high, but every kind of person gets high. But, I mean, if you're just giving money away, why don't you cut down on some of the things you're wasting money on? But
why don't we release all the nonviolent offenders out of prisons? You know how many hundreds of billions that costs?
Because we've got to keep people locked up.
It's a business.
It's a business. They're not making jail.
Bingo.
They build two beds for every person that's in jail for the amount of kids they have. So they're preparing for their children to go to jail. Instead of spending that money to educate children and get them into schools, which would keep them out of jail, they make more beds for them waiting for them to come to jail. Oh, I just got locked up. I've got two kids. One of those kids is coming to jail. We'll have a bed waiting for them.
Again, folks, our amazing guest. It's great to have him in studio. I hope we can do Skype interviews in the future. Stood up to the TSA, spoke out against them. You know, I see the TSA as the globalist perfect takeover tool, federalization tool, but also the perfect way to bring the left and right together and people all between, libertarians, you know, people off the political reservation, because it's something everybody doesn't like. It's something that all Americans understands a violation, and that's why the system is so scared of this, oh, doctor, is because they realize it's a political issue that brings us together.
Yeah, and again, like, maybe what you're saying, I don't want it to blow up, but something's got to happen where people are just put in this container, and they're so tight together that they just have to get out. And that would unify everyone to move towards something, at least to educate themselves. Because most people sit at home and they watch things they don't care. Now that radiation is big right now and it's on every channel, you can't get away from it, you're going to think about that the next time you go to the airport and somebody wants to stick you in a booth. Radiation isn't bad? Then have an officer standing in that booth all day, every day, and get scanned while one person gets scanned and walks on their way. I guarantee you they won't do it.
Well, I've looked at the spec studies. It's splattering and leaking anyways on those guys all day.
And the only person that might be saved is the person hiding behind in the back, scanning the pictures, supposedly deleting them as soon as you walk out.
But they've been caught not deleting them.
Exactly.
One federal courthouse had 34,000 images.
People are faulty and they're human. How can you trust anybody, really?
Well, who would want that job? That's why they've caught so many of them that are perverts, planting drugs, robbing people. And how they do it all over the country is when they bring you, they see something in your purse they want in your bag or your briefcase, they put you in the room and strip search you while they rob your bags.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do about it. I had a watch stolen out of my bag years ago. Called the airline. I've been flying with this airline for forever.
I had sunglasses stolen at JFK.
Oh, sorry, there's nothing we can do about it. And after I complained, for an $1,100 watch, they wanted to give me $100. And I just wanted an apology. I couldn't even get an apology. It was just we didn't do it. That's not how this never happens here. Just say sorry to me. I'm an adult. I can go buy a new watch. But just, I know that it was there. I know that
they want plausible deniability. They won't even admit. They've been caught coast to coast. I've talked to people internally who work at this local airport. They say it's off the charts. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with O-Doctor and the Nukes.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
What if I say I'm not just another one?
DJStone.com is his website. He's known as the O-Doctor. And he analyzes technology, radio hosts, you name it. And he stood up to the TSA by speaking out against their evil. You know, it's also this incredible denial, like, oh, there's no radiation in the scanners. Yeah, there's some. Don't worry about it. Okay, it's 10 to 20 to 50 times what we said. Okay, we covered it up. We don't put our hands outside your pants. Oh, yeah, we do. We don't put our hands inside your pants. Oh, yeah, we do. And they just more and more ratchet. First, take your shoes off. Take your belt off. Answer questions. We're going to separate you from your stuff. We're going to strip you down in front of people. I mean, this is prisoner training. When you show up at a medium security prison, this is what they do to you.
Talk about germs. How disgusting is it that you have to take your shoes off and walk through? And I see people go with flip-flops on and just walk barefoot across that floor.
I've seen people with green feet.
Yes, it's disgusting. I just don't understand, like, especially barefoot. Like, are you crazy? Thousands and thousands.
Listen, I never have had athlete's foot since I played football in high school. As soon as they started this in the last 6-7 years flying, almost every time I've learned to carry extra socks, and as soon as I walk through my socks, I peel them off, put them in my bag, you know, sitting there in the bathroom trying to put my feet on the floor and put new socks on, or I get athlete's foot.
Yeah.
You get, I mean, thousands of people at LAX, I got to walk through it?
Yeah, it's disgusting. And people, again, people don't even think about the small things that add up to something much bigger. But at some point, hopefully, that changes. Starting with this tragedy in Japan today, you know, these nuclear reactors going off. I mean, really, I mean, people in Delaware right now are really nervous and really upset about where they live more than ever. And they're going to speak out about the new plants that they want to build everywhere. Again, we talked about the green energy and how there's a system and a scam. But Lord knows that something's got to change with the way everything gets done in this country.
We're going into overdrive in the fourth hour to take your phone calls and recap the latest off-the-chart news. Radiation level soars after Japan nuke plant fire. A lot of folks are fleeing Tokyo as a radiation-filled cloud with strontium, cesium, if I'm pronouncing that right, and the radioactive iodine. Pray for those folks. And they now admit at least one reactor core is open and has been breached. Let me tell you, folks, this is serious news. Look at how government just got caught lying and lying again. There's mushroom clouds at reactors, and they say, no problem.
How is it possible that anyone in their right mind sits in an office somewhere and listens to some minion say, we can get away with this? Cell phones, cameras, internet everywhere. Why would you bother? They bother because most people are ignorant and stupid. That's the bottom line. And how you keep them ignorant and stupid? You keep the teachers underpaid. It's just a system, like I said, top to bottom of little things that keep people in their little mindset and keep them out of the public. But that's why things like that, I love when they lie. I love when they lie because it's going to get caught. You can't hide anything anymore. And so to keep doing it just makes them look stupider and stupider, and they get weaker and weaker, and at some point we'll have
to. And then the government's filled with dumbed down people now, a product of this, where everything's just starting to unravel.
Yeah.
A lot of political scientists I talk to say this is a real problem. Remember what George Carlin said about there's a big club and you ain't in it. And he said, and they want you dumb. And, you know, that whole rap he did.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'd want to be rich and be in that club. I'd probably be sick from all the sinister things that they have going on behind closed doors. I mean, literally just to say things when they know it takes one person with a camera and an internet connection to blow it out of the water, because now with the Twitters and the Facebook, everything goes viral and they can't control it.
And that's why they're losing credibility, but they're using a 30-year-old Cold War model of lying, and the people don't get it's not working.
And that's why the bigger corporations want to take over the internet, so they can bottleneck that and keep their power.
Yeah, even Al Franken, senator's out saying, quote, headline, Franken, they're after the internet. They've openly announced they want to shut down the web as we know it. You know what? I'm going to do at least 30 minutes of overdrive, but I'm going to do 5 minutes with you, 1 minute break, and finishing up, O-Doctor, on your view of how they're trying to kill the old free internet as we knew it. And I promise we're going to Gord, Gerald, Paul, Will, Donna, at 8 after. I'm going directly to your calls, bam, 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 and the latest on the crisis that is the Japan nuclear catastrophe, now approaching Chernobyl levels. We're coming right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.